o'clock hour. Begins now. We've cleared out a few phone lines by taking some calls. So now is your chance to get in on the conversation. Again, positives and negatives, but also, where's all these folks that called the postgame show last night that were more concerned than they were excited? Maybe Tausch just talked them all off the ledge.
Well, I just think we have to continue to remember Jason's line about growth. It's linear. Remember
that.
It's
not linear.
That is the opposite of what he said.
It is not linear. I just, you know, because history has shown, Matt LaFleur's football teams have always gotten better. Young football teams get better. This is the youngest football team in the league. You're going to start seeing more young players play. Edgerrin Cooper, they're not going to be able to keep him off the field. He's going to get more reps.
Mm-hmm.
Evan Williams, 10 tackles yesterday. Pretty
and
good day.
Breaking up the final pass of the game.
Yes, so he's good. You're going to see more. And I just, the pass rush question is very valid. I thought yesterday should have been a lunch-eating day. Farley was sitting there. He didn't have any lunches in front of the bus. Nobody was giving him lunch. The only way he brought, you had five to bring get lunch. He was sitting there with no lunches. I really thought with all of the injuries that yesterday should have been in Matthew Stafford's face, making his life miserable. And with few exceptions, and we got a couple at the end, very few exceptions did that happen. And that was disappointing.
We'll get to a further discussion of the pass rush and of Romeo Doubs, who was suspended after our show was completed. And Bill Huber's story broke while I was sitting crisscross applesauce at the high school football game because they don't have picnic tables at West Appear High School. Let's get some more of your calls. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Cheesehead Bucky. Bucky, good morning. How are you?
What's up, guys? Good morning. Happy Victory Monday.
Amen.
So as far as my... as far as our positive goes, 14 points off of turnovers, something that you really need to capitalize on. I feel like we did as a team, getting big turnovers and then turning those turnovers into points. Negative would be obviously the pass rush with four. This is kind of like a comment question for you, Tausch. I know that it's important to be able to get pressure with four. But when we add Jair Alexander back along with Valentin, who was back, and then Xavier over top, you put in Evan Williams, Bullard, those guys, I feel like we'll be able to create pressure with the rush, with blitzing, exotic blitzes, things of that nature, because we feel more comfortable to leave our secondary in one-on-one matchups. And then as well, I'm overall positive about this team. I feel like Jordan Love's just going to keep getting better, just like kind of like he does every game. And the last year is what he did is just continued to grow. And I think we saw it after he made that bad interception. I believe he was 12 for 13, 160 yards, two touchdowns, 143 passer rating. He learns from his mistakes and he gets better. So I love you guys, and thank you. Have a great one.
Thanks for the call, Bucky. We appreciate you. Yeah, look, if you don't enjoy growth is not linear, then let me give you my other favorite phrase, next play, right? You've heard it from when you were – I'm sure Tausch uses it when he's coaching Max and Eleanor's teams. You use it as a parent. Hey, whatever it was, good or bad – that play's over. There is nothing you can do about it anymore.
They have a short memory and
including
all that good jazz.
Yep. A galactically stupid interception that is the easiest pick six that we've seen in a while of 4 yards. I think there was one that was 101 yards in a different game yesterday.
Yeah, one of the companies has given out free wings with a pick six. I'm not going to name it because it's not one of our partners. But
have we tried to add them as a partner? Because maybe we should consider it.
So, Jason, I actually think that pick six that he threw, it was so dumb. It it's not going to affect his confidence because it wasn't like a coverage thing or I got fooled. It was just I'm an idiot. And I wung the ball up and a guy picked it up. It's a lot easier to bounce back from that than if it's I diagnosed something wrong and now I'm not going to trust what I see.
See ghosts.
Yeah. So, but again, I just want to make sure we're reiterating that we talk, you coach, you say the same things. Coaches say similar things. It's the players reacting and how they handle
it. No doubt.
And the fact that Jordan handled it, what did he just say, 12 out of 13?
Nine for nine on his next nine passes.
Really, really good. And he took what the defense gave him. And you can't do what he did, but since he did it, hey, you get to learn a little bit more about what and how he is as a football player, and I love that part of it.
844-770-3776, 844-770-3776.
10U softball's a tough watch now. 10U softball's a tough watch. If you don't have a pitcher, it's a tough watch now. Continue. I just wanted to add that since you brought up coaching. I'm not coaching, thank God.
You got to coach up a pitcher.
No.
Apparently, you also don't want to be watching particularly much.
No. Sounds like 10U softball just isn't your thing.
It is not. No. No, it's not.
Let's keep going with the calls. Let's go to Eric in Green Bay. Eric, would you rather watch the Packers lose or watch 10U softball?
I'm going to take a Packer loss over 10U softball. I have a nephew right now that's in a 7-8-year-old league, and that's painful. It's painful.
All right, positive, negative, and are you more excited or more concerned about this team right now?
All right, so positives, I thought we, for the second straight week, we showed a lot of life in the second half, made some really good adjustments. So that was great to see. Like you guys already alluded to as well, too, I like to see like the rookies showed up, especially on defense with Cooper getting some plays in there, too, and Evan Williams making that huge play at the end. I think that's huge for the confidence going forward. I'm also speaking of rookies. This is the first game that Narv Dog did not miss an official or an unofficial kit. So good to see that. There's a couple more. I thought our D-backs showed up pretty well this week without Jair in there. And another big thing on defense was the two turnovers and then the two fourth down stops. Obviously, the last one sealed the game, and those effectively kind of work as turnovers, too. As far as negatives, drops, once again, it's you love and hate watching Dontavian Wicks right now. He is just always open and he's such a good route runner and at times seems unguardable, but the drops are still a thing. Mm-hmm. And then also on the offensive side of the ball, pre-snap penalties, once again.
It's got to stop, yep.
Especially when you have a first half where you're not getting the offense rolling. Like, those are killer a few times.
Mm-hmm. So are you more concerned or are you more encouraged?
I like that question a lot. And I think, like, thanks. Had we lost to get to 3-2, I think it would probably look a lot different. And I think for a lot of the reasons that I think it's kind of like you just kind of like glass half empty or half full overall. I'm going to go more positive right now, mm-hmm. more excited because we're not playing our best football. We still have a winning record. We're right in this. And like last year, while like everything was an unknown with this team, we know what this team can look like when everything is clicking.
Mm-hmm.
And it hasn't been, and we're still in there right now. We haven't dug ourselves that big hole.
Yep, right, like last year.
And just kind of even, yeah, absolutely. And we still got out of it. I mean, it was not easy, but I think we're in a much, much better spot. And I think we will clean those things up with a young team.
Eric, what about the pass rush, Eric, before we let you go? What about the pass rush? Because that is the thing that concerns me.
That concerns me as well, too. I'm hoping that we end up getting some other guys like Cooper step up, and there's I think Barry's been looking all right, but yeah, absolutely. It's like you paid the money to Rashawn Gary, and you hope to hear his name, like some of the elite pass rushers, like T.J. Watt, where if he's not causing a sack, you just like that's just a name you hear the entire game getting talked about, and Rashawn Gary has been otherwise forgettable.
Yeah.
I guess going to on kind of positives and reasons to be encouraged, though, we we do have a star on defense, which we haven't had in a while.
Right.
That's kind of cool to see McKinney kind of step up and take that role. But, yeah, super good.
Derek, thanks for the call, Eric. We'll let you get back. He's definitely doing a little burping.
Burping his
little
baby.
Burping,
yeah.
That's a good loyal. I'll tell you what, I've met Eric before. Good dude. Obviously taking good care of his youngster, too. So,
but will he go watch her when she plays 10U softball?
Yeah, no, I'm sure. The question is, will he go watch her watch a high school football game?
Yeah, that would be
More of the question of the day, not the watching the kid actually.
10U softball, great time to write an article.
Totally would. Well, I'm not a writer, so
or a reader, apparently.
I'll read the Jason X story. I'll read. There is a lot there. I think when you start looking at all of the things, where this team's trajectory is, and understanding how hard it is to win, and that's the thing I think we all take for granted. I know I do, as a fan and as an analyst, that the Green Bay Packers are just going to win games because that's what we do. But it's still really hard. And if you don't have a gritty, resilient group that can handle throwing a pick six and being 78% of the time you lose football games, I believe is what the 565 analytics firm came back with, that's a monster thing to overcome. What's the smirk? Is it less than 78?
No, they just took that from ESPN. So we need to amend our policy. We go with our gut and we plagiarize.
Now you think 565?
Oh my God! There's going to be an investigation into this analytics firm now.
You know who it starts always with? It starts at the top.
Yeah. Good thing I'm not. Good thing I'm a passive owner.
We go with our gut unless someone else did the work already.
That's even better.
Then we go with their gut.
But you look at that, and that's such a hard thing to overcome. And then you have the penalties and some of the other slop, and you still overcame it, albeit. I'm not trying to act like we played the 85 Bears. We didn't. But the Rams played their tails off and had a great opportunity. When we had to punt that football back, I thought we were going to lose that game.
Especially with the way the ball was punted.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to Daniel yesterday.
All right, we'll get to more of your calls. So if you're on hold, stay there. 844-770-3776. Jesse also curating your texts. We'll get to some of those as well. Again, positive, negative, but also more concerned or more excited/encouraged at a 3-2 record.
God, I'm just watching that pick again that he threw. It is, first off, he's fortunate. The Rams guy's fortunate he didn't wrap up. Like, he just went and tried to drill Jordan. Good core stability until it wasn't. And then, God, what a disastrous play.
Yes. And then the defender took it to the house, and you can take it to the bank with Associated Bank, the best customer service in the industry. Brewers, Badgers, and Packers checking, and early pay, which allows you access to your money up to 2 days early with direct deposit from your employer. So go to AssociatedBank.com. Like, I'm going to go to AssociatedBank.com later this month to do the show at Titletown. AssociatedBank.com, your money works here. More of your calls, more of your texts, more of your positives and negatives next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Keep rolling with the calls, 844-770-3776. Well, phone ringing off the hook there, Jesse.
I don't know if there's any Malik Willis believers on this batch. I know you were asking for one of those earlier. I don't know if there's any of those.
Look, I like Malik Willis. I love what he did. He's a terrific story. We're not going to entertain the argument that he should be playing instead of Jordan Love. We're
definitely not going to. If you guys want to do a sideshow on that, no. A digital only, hey, more power to you. I think it's a ridiculous. Even though he is 2-0, and I know we don't do quarterback wins and losses, right? Is that what we're not doing, or we are doing it? Just want to make sure.
What
we're
is your
pitch.
Deal today?
What's the deal with quarterback wins?
What's the deal with Tausch? Let's go to John.
He doesn't want to go to New Jersey this
in
week.
Cleveland. And I don't know if that's Cleveland, Wisconsin, or Cleveland, Ohio. He'll have to tell us. John,
Ezra Cleveland.
Reggie Cleveland.
Guard out of Boise State. He's playing for Jacksonville. Right
Cleveland
now.
Gary. Rashawn Gary. Gary Carter.
Gary Trent Jr.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm good, gentlemen. How are you boys doing today?
Splendid. You sound a little bit like Robin Yount, by the way.
Well, I'll take that as a compliment. I'm a Green Bay born and raised cat here that's out here. I'm a horse trainer out in Cleveland, but I listen to you guys every day. I won't waste your time. Here's my 2 cents on all of this.
I haven't wasted our time yet. This has been great, actually.
Horse trainer?
I want to know more.
Yeah, boy. Well, listen, I got one word, resiliency. This team shows resiliency, and the talent speaks for itself. I haven't seen us fall into a flow really since last year, you know. And you put this team together, get them into a flow. Jordan, you know, I agree with the call. It was a cheesehead Bucky. I agree with him 100%. That guy's going to come out and just be a little sharper every game. And if you – Tosh, go back and look at the film. When he throws that interception, he cannot see that cornerback behind him. He just can see a Green Bay Packer. If you look at it, his sight directly is blocked by that guy. He can see who he's throwing to. So I do think that was a silly play, but I almost guarantee he didn't see that guy. And not that it matters, but at the end of the day, this how can you not root for that kid? He's just as humble as it gets. So I'm going with resiliency, and obviously I feel great about where this team's going.
Awesome. Thanks for the call, John. We appreciate you. Look, Jordan Love claimed, which I have no reason not to believe him, he wasn't trying to throw that ball to Tucker Kraft. He was trying to throw it out of bounds in the general vicinity of Tucker Kraft, but he didn't get enough power on it because he was stumbling, bumbling onto his face, basically, as he was falling down in the end zone. So I don't know if he thought maybe it would get to Tucker, or if it didn't get to Tucker, it would get out of bounds, but neither of those things happened. And instead it was a pick six that gave the Rams a 13-7 lead at the time. But to John's point, next play, the resiliency was fantastic, and he delivered that, and he did not make other boneheaded mistakes during the course of the rest of the game after that. Let's keep going with the calls. Let's go to Jeff in Milwaukee, a little closer to home. Jeff, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, how you guys doing?
You sound a little downtrodden.
Yeah, I think
you good?
Jeff was one of our callers last night.
No, I'm good.
I think he was. Jeff, I believe you were really down on the pass rush, if my memory serves me. I don't have a great memory.
Down on the pit. No, you have a great memory. I was down on the pass rush, and I was up on where the trajectory of the team is. I think that they're going to be fine. You say, why? Well, they're not playing that well, and they're 3-2, you know. So, and they're going to get better every week. I mean, I'm not really concerned about it. One of the things I would say is that, you know, Jordan will get better every week. I'm not worried about him either. I think it's instructive to look at on the safety. Did you look at who missed the block on the guy that was coming from behind him?
Well, we're not 100% sure because it was a roll right, and when you roll right, they brought two guys off the edge. I'm not sure if the tight end was supposed to chip and hit, or if Rashid was supposed to kind of. It's a swinging gate like a hinge. If you're on the backside of that, that is the same play we used to run. So we'll figure that out later.
Yeah. So anyways, obviously you got to be concerned about it. My only concern, actually, other than, you know, Tausch last night, I talked about the pre-snap penalties. That's a mental thing that will get fixed.
Hopefully.
I mean, I was watching J.J. Watt last night, or T.J. Watt, and I was, like, thinking about what he does that's different than our edge rushers. And the two things that I noticed is his relentlessness and his power. And I don't know that Rashawn Gary's, it seems like he's lost his power. I mean, he just gets stonewalled. So the pass rush is my biggest concern. And finally, I just wanted to say one thing about Love and his decision-making and all this stuff. You guys, you know, and I'm saying a little bit what Jason has said, but in a different way. This is his second year starting. You know, you guys, go look back at Aaron Rodgers' first 2 years. Aaron Rodgers, he was always good with decision-making, you know, very conservative. But he didn't really become Aaron Rodgers until the second half of the 2010 season. You can watch a lot of the games. His accuracy wasn't the Aaron Rodgers accuracy that we, you know, we enjoyed for a good decade. This takes time. It takes time to master that craft. And, you know, when Jordan Love is interviewed, he owns every mistake that he makes. He doesn't shy away from it. And you know what? For his sake, I hope he never changes. The other thing I thought was really profound that he said when people talked about, you know, how they came back, he said very confidently, and this is something that I think is really, really interesting, is we know who we are as a team. That team has got a lot of self-confidence, and I just think that they're going to get better every week.
Totally.
So those
agree.
Are my thoughts. Those are my thoughts. And the pass rush, Tausch, if you can figure out a way to fix the pass rush,
sure,
that would be awesome.
Bring more people. Yeah, thanks, Jeff. So I think a lot of, you know, the big concerns from that game, I don't know how many people are really concerned about Jordan. I know he needs to clean it up. Yesterday, that you can't do that, but there's positives that came from that too. The pass rush, and if you want to, you know, the Rashawn Gary piece of it, he took a lot of shrapnel last week. There was a lot of questions, a lot of things, well, why not? And then, you know, I know Rob Havenstein played, and he's a good tackle. And he did a good job of kind of limiting what Rashawn did. And then Rashawn wasn't out there for some of the plays at the end of that game, which I thought was kind of interesting too. So that has to – we have to figure out some ways – Carl Brooks, you know, jumped in there, made a couple plays. You started bringing more pressure. You started showing more looks that were singling guys up. But it's definitely something that I did not envision having to talk about today. It was that with the four-down rush was not very effective against a really beat-up offensive line.
We'll get further into that because I do want to also add that they, if you look at what Jeff Hafley did, he also did bring extra people. He did not just sit back. I think one of our callers in the first hour said this. He didn't just say, hey, this is how we're doing it. Like, he said, look, this isn't working. We got to bring people. And he did. Now, does he want to do that? No. But if it's not working, you can't keep doing the same thing over and over with the same results. We'll get into more about Rashawn Gary. I would point out that in 2009, Rodgers' interception total went down to 7 from 13 his first year as a starter. I would argue that it was during the 09 season that he became the Aaron Rodgers we got to know. But guess what? Jordan Love isn't even halfway through his second season as the starter. So, again, I don't think anybody here is suggesting that he's not who we think he is. But I would suggest that maybe we crowned him a little bit too early, and he's got to go through these growing pains still, which are totally understandable for a second-year starter. All right, we'll get to more of your calls, including from Terry, who was at the game yesterday. I want to get a feel for what the stadium was like.
Was Terry the one that called in and talked to us through trivia last week? Because somebody was from San Diego, and I bet it's Terry.
I will have to fact check you on that, but if you were hoping to go to L.A. for the game but you didn't have enough money, well, maybe next time you'll be smart enough to go do a study
at
Fort Trio.
Yes, you should, and you know what? I always talk to you guys about healthy, overweight adults and the bigger body mass index. Fort Trio has got a bunch of studies. Head over to Fort Trio Clinical Trials to see what fits you, but healthy, overweight adults, ages 18 to 65, BMI 30 to 40, 3 stays, 7 nights, 12 follow-ups, $14,148 for your time and participation. Another $350 if you send a qualified referral. Another one, healthy adults ages 18 to 60. Body mass index 18 to 32. This study, one stay, 14 nights, 11 follow-ups, $13,006 for your time and participation. Head over to fortreaclinicaltrials.com. That's Fortrea, F-O-R-T-R-E-A, clinicaltrials.com.
Get some more of your calls next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Slow down on Monday, not a sound.
So a few more calls before we shift gears, because I do want to get into the Romeo Doubs situation and a little bit more about Rashawn Gary and the Gary Ellerson observation about Rashawn Gary. But first, let's go up to the UP there. Let's talk to Steve in the UP. Steve, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys on this beautiful Victory Monday up in the UP? The colors are changing, and it's just a great day to be alive and a Green Bay Packer fan.
Mm-hmm. A little chilly up there today?
A little bit chilly, yeah, mid-30s or so, but, you know, that's the time of the year. So
it's going to heat up later in the week, though. Yeah, it'll be up to 80, yeah, apparently, again. All right, what do you got? Positives, negatives, and are you more encouraged / excited or concerned about this team?
All right, positives, guys. Again, you know, going out to the West Coast and getting a win, it just seems like that was always a bad trip for us out there, you know, as it was for the Brewers. Every time a team goes out to the West Coast up there, they lay an egg. So I was very happy to see that. Very excited about the Packers. The negatives, again, and I don't want to reiterate, but the pass rush. Kenny Clark made a few plays yesterday. Rashawn didn't. I like the fact that we're getting some new people in there. And you guys said earlier, you know, they got to get some more plays for Cooper. He's a beast. And the other, you know, guys, I'm just so concerned about Rashawn Gary. There's been nobody that's a bigger Rashawn Gary fan than I am. You know, he was a consensus number one high school pick coming out of New Jersey. Michigan got him. I'm a Michigan fan, so I was just ecstatic. Mm-hmm. Had a great career at Michigan, and it always seemed like he was, you know, I think he was All Big Ten a couple years, and even second team All American. But when he went to the Packers, I was just so excited. And you know, I can't figure it out, and I'm just wondering. You know, Ellerson said, you know, the other week, back when I liked him, I didn't like him when he badmouthed every Michigan fan and football player. But you know, I think he had a point. He looks a little light, and the last caller says it looks like he's lost a little of his power. I'm wondering, is there an injury that we don't know about or something? Because I'm just in a quandary.
That's a great question.
All right, so let's do this because you brought it up. Let's do our little further conversation of that possibility now, thanks to Steve, and then we'll get to Terry next. Tausch, help me understand this, because I was having, can't remember who I was having this conversation with. It was one of the dads at a soccer game. But he had played the offensive line in college, and he would get up in the middle of the night to eat ice cream because he needed to put on weight. I don't know if that's a healthy way to do that or not, but that's what he did.
Jesse, I don't know. You're now the weight loss and weight gain expert.
Well, no, he's the weight loss expert.
I know, but he knows both.
It's not Madison weight gain.
In my experience, I can tell you ice cream typically leads to weight gain.
Okay. Yes. Thank you, doctor. My question is, if you get lighter, which I think we would all agree, whether you're Jesse who's done, what are you up to lost now? 35 pounds?
38 as of this morning.
Ooh, and you got to get to 40. The
goal was 40. We should get there by the end of the week. We're on a roll now.
Okay. Be there by the end of the day. Tausch, as a player,
are we sure that Rashawn Gary is lighter than he was last year?
No, we're not. That's why I'm trying to ask the question. If that is the case... Oh.
No,
go ahead.
No, I mean, we need to know that, because it's one thing to just say that. Now, is he as powerful, and are we seeing that? Because I honestly thought the conversation about moving from a 3-4 to a 4-3 would benefit Rashawn Gary. And why I say that is because you put your hand in the dirt, your leverage is going to be lower. For me, if I'm playing as an offensive tackle and I have a 3-4 – a shifty guy that, you know, you got him way outside and he's got a bunch of speed, or line up a big, strong dude right on my shoulder. Give me the strong dude right on my shoulder, a five technique, if you were right on my outside edge. I felt great. I don't care how much power you had. I love that. You give me a shifty guy that is grease lightning off the ball, it makes my job a lot more difficult. Rashawn Gary, I just thinking back, his power and what he was able to do, that's his strength of his game. He started adding some things. So I would love to know if he's heavier or lighter before I would make that claim, because the 4-3 is predicated on that. But when you get into nickel, you're going to kind of do your thing anyways. Like you found out last year, 3-down line. Well, actually, it's 4-down spacing when it's nickel, and you still have that because you can run stunts. So I don't necessarily know, but what I can tell is that that power has not been as dominant. And is that because he's lighter? Is it because maybe he's got something? Maybe his legs? He's a year and a half out now. It's not the knee. We kind of said last year, is it the knee?
Mm-hmm.
There's something. And maybe it is that he signed up on Jesse's program, lost. I don't know that. But until I do, I don't want to make a claim that is where he's at, because I don't know how much he's weighing. It doesn't look like he's skinnier. His body type doesn't look different to me. I don't know. Maybe it does to you.
Well, that's why I was using the dad and the ice cream story, because my question was going to be a general one about weight and whether or not there's a value to being heavier, right? There's not a value for the three of us to being heavier. Definitely, but is there not value for a football player to gain what might not even be good weight, just so you have more momentum, inertia, whatever, whether you're being pushed or pulled? I don't know the answer to that. Now, here would be my non-expert evaluation. Rashawn Gary on the Packers official roster is listed at 6'5", 277, which is the exact same weight that he was listed at the scouting combine coming out of college. This is his sixth NFL season. I don't think I look at him and I look at Kingsley Enagbare, who dresses nearby, who is listed at 6'4", 258, and they don't look like there's a 20-pound difference between the two of them. And they are both in outstanding physical condition. So I don't know if he's lighter either. What I am trying to understand, though, is that when I watch him play football, he is less powerful than he was before. And he is getting stoned when he is doing a power move. And I don't know enough about speed to power as a pass rusher, but I don't know if his speed is good enough or his power is not good enough or what it is, but he's not making progress toward the quarterback on a consistent basis. And for a guy that we talked about as, in my opinion, was on the cusp of being an elite pass rusher, and you put him there already, he doesn't look anything like that guy right now. And when that happens, I want to know why. I don't want to guess why. I have no problem with Gary having his theory.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that. I want to deal in the realm of what I know or what someone who does know tells me. I would love to talk about this with Rashawn Gary. I would love to ask him where his weight is. We were at Steinhoffel's on Friday. I was told that he did come through the locker room. I wasn't back in time to catch him. I would have loved to have asked him that on Friday, because I do not like writing stories about players without talking to them and getting their input.
Mm-hmm.
So with his situation through five games, I'm going to use the same phrase that Jeff Hafley said. He hadn't been good enough. He needs to do more for us, and we need to do more for him. That was his quote. He didn't do more yesterday. So what do you need to do to get him to do more? I think that's a valid question.
Yeah, the idea and kind of the of what most players will do, you have your foundation. This is what I can go to. And if I'm a tackle, all right, Rashawn Gary, I bet it's going to be a day, right? I got to set an anchor. I need to be ready for that. And then Rashawn is going to try to have counters off of his speed to power. And if you don't have the speed, the power is not as powerful because you're not getting out of position. If you look at it and say, I need to get faster, but am I getting faster by losing the power? Well, the power is what got you here. That's what made you a 12th pick overall, is that you have this power that you're going to get better and better with. Then you have to figure out counters off of it. That's a good, it's an interesting question, because if your strength is no longer your strength, you want to work on things that will make everything better. If you're faster off the ball and you're faster around the edge, it makes your power that much more powerful. Mm-hmm. Right now, I agree. There was that playoff game against San Francisco. Nobody could block him. They had McGlinchey, and they had a help and chip. And McGlinchey is a big dude.
Mm-hmm.
His power overwhelmed him. I'm not seeing the overwhelmingness from the power standpoint that we've seen in the past. And is that because he decided he needed to get lighter to be quicker?
Sure. That's what I'm asking.
That unless you know that, if you're going to play a 4-3 DN, and this is dinosaur football now, but I used to go against guys that were just big, strong run stuffers, and then they'd bring in guys to play the pass. You don't have the big run-stuffing DNs anymore. They just don't exist. It's inside, and now it's you better have grease lightning to get off the ball. And if you don't have that or along with the power, you're going to struggle in this league.
Cullen Jenkins was both, right, when they would put him outside?
Yeah, but he mostly played three technique when it got to be rush time.
So, all right, we'll continue. Let's get to one more call, actually, so we can move forward from the calls, because Terry in San Diego, who was at the game, waited a long time. Terry, good morning. Thanks for waiting, buddy. How are you?
Doing well, fellas. Unfortunately, my voice is a little gone from yelling with all the other Packer fans yesterday.
What was the percentage, you think?
60-40.
I was going to say either 55-60, because it was more green, definitely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely more green.
Okay.
And I've been in Lambeau when, I've seen the fans there maybe 15-20%. It was a majority Packers. But, hey, I just want to say I'm really excited about our younger and newer defensive players and how they seem to be fitting into the Jeff Hafley scheme. Cooper looks good. I think Carl Brooks can play. Williams, he was excellent yesterday. Valentine, I think, was pretty good at cornerback. I think Bullard's a player, and I refer to McKinney as a new player, even though he's a veteran because he's new to Green Bay. But I got to say, I feel almost the opposite about our veteran defensive players. Everyone's beating Rashawn Gary to death. Kenny Clark got free when he was unblocked. He did nothing else. Preston Smith didn't look like he did anything. Quay Walker is Quay Walker. Eric Stokes is Eric Stokes. Keyshawn Nixon is Keyshawn Nixon. They kind of are who they are. And I note that we're giving up 21.6 points per game this year. Last year we gave up 21.4. I don't see that big a difference. And I like the younger players.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to ask you guys one other question, because I watched him intently yesterday. I mean, Rashawn's getting killed, and he's making a lot of money. But we have a first-round pick from last year who was the number 13 pick overall. At this point, Lucas Van Ness has fewer overall sacks than Carl Brooks on his career and in this season. The number 15 pick last year, after that big swap with the Jets, Will McDonald from Waukesha, has 5 sacks on the season. LVN's on a pace to get 3 this season. I'm a little concerned we've got our latest workout warrior who doesn't perform on the field. We need someone to rush the passer. And if Rashawn's not doing it, he was a top 13 pick last year. Or do we just wait to develop? Because I watched him yesterday. He does nothing. I mean, he hustles. I give him credit. He hustles. As a pass rusher, Kingsley Enigbari, a fifth-round pick, is more effective.
He's been good. You're right about that.
I think Rashawn Gary deserves all of the criticism he's getting, but Preston Smith, Kenny Clark, and Lucas Van Ness should be right there with him.
And all right, great.
Finally,
go ahead, Terry. I'm sorry.
Tosh, your point about bringing more people, kind of like Flores does in Minnesota or Spags does in Kansas City. God, Edgerrin Cooper was fun to watch.
Yes, he was. He's gonna, you're going to see him more. You will.
Oh, I hope. The younger players give me hope. The veterans, I got to be honest, they just kind of look like the Packer defenders. They've gotten paid, a lot of them. There doesn't seem to be a lot of it. I hope they don't ruin the younger players or McKinney. I want our safeties to follow McKinney. I don't want them following the Packer. There's something about the culture and the water. I would love to get the truth of it, but our veteran defenders kind of they show no passion.
Yeah, they just have not been productive. You're not wrong about that. Thanks for the call, Terry. We appreciate it. Look, I'd love to
ask Terry if he was the one that called in on the Steinhoff.
We did not. I am curious though. I want to talk about what he said about LVN next to close out the 10 o'clock hour, because you said strong like bull. Mm-hmm. Hercules, etc. Yep. But one of the first things you said last year was he's going to come in, and that's what his move is, coming out of Iowa after only two seasons there. And then the challenge will be to create other
counters
mm-hmm. After people realize he's a bull rusher. And I tend to agree with Terry. We haven't seen much productivity from another first-round pick yet, but I'm not ready to write him off. All right, we'll get to that conversation coming up next. I want to remind you that Fleet Farms Toyland is opening this Saturday. Be there bright and early at 7 a.m. to get your free Fleet Farm exclusive toy and shop deals on this year's top toys. You can learn more about Toyland and preview the catalog, which I actually did over the weekend, by visiting fleetfarm.com/Toyland. And Milwaukee Deal Days are going on right now at Fleet Farm. Shop in-store through Wednesday to find great deals on powerful Milwaukee tool combos, storage, and accessories that you can rely on. Don't miss out. Shop Milwaukee Deal Days in-store only at Fleet Farm. Talk a little bit more about LVN next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Before we get to the 11 o'clock hour and Jesse's curated some text messages, let's talk a little bit more about LVN, as they like to call him. I don't think Terry's assessment from the stands at SoFi Stadium is inaccurate about him either. Now, I would argue that early in the season, I thought he had some pretty important plays, right? He had a sack. He was involved in a play with...
That got me a Steinhoffler one week.
After picking him 4 weeks in a row. He was involved in a play with Devontae Wyatt, who, again, they missed Devontae Wyatt yesterday, which I can't say that in the first 2 years I would have thought I would say that phrase. But he has, unlike others, risen in the new system.
And he is not going to be put on IR, or he is?
I don't think he is now. I mean, otherwise you do it.
Probably would have done it before
the game. This game, because if you do it now it's another four games. You don't get to count yesterday's game. So that's good news.
They should be able to retroactively do that, I think.
Like the old disabled list in baseball, retroactive to last Thursday.
Yep.
So what do you make LVN? Because we were excited about him and the Hercules nickname and all that.
Is growth linear or not?
It is not linear.
I don't know how many snaps he's gotten. And Rob is out on Twitter, so I'm not following him, so I don't know what is going on.
This season, you want to know?
No, yesterday.
Here are the defensive line snaps.
Where are you getting that from, since Rob's Twitter's done?
From NFL. From the NFL, from the official game.
I only get it from Rob.
565 Analytics.
Yeah. I have a password for it if you need it.
No, I have NFL whatever that's called, but I was watching the Red Zone and some games as the softball game was going
on
yesterday.
Too busy reading your State Journal and a great story about Jaden Reed. Your defensive line snaps. Packers played 78 defensive snaps.
Way too many.
Kenny Clark played 51.
Okay.
Rashawn Gary, 49.
Okay.
Carl Brooks, 46.
So Carl's starting to get a little bump.
LVN 42.
That's a lot more than
Preston Smith 39. Kingsley Enagbare 28.
I still want to know how Kingsley tore his ACL and didn't have to have surgery. It's a fascinating. That's a
partial tear.
That's a story you need to write.
I've tried to discuss that with him.
He
partial tear.
Does he not want to get into it?
He just says that they determined that with rehab and PT, he would be able to function, and they didn't need to surgically repair it. So it must have been a tiny tear. I don't know. Colby Wooden, 30. T.J. Slayton, 27. So that is your breakdown.
And he had a couple plays. Yeah. I think
Enagbare was the most efficient of the group.
Enagbare was, yes. He, I think, ACL, no ACL, whatever. He needs to play a little bit more. I'm not down on LVN. I still think he has the skill set. He is going to. He's going to grow, and he's going to grow into the role that they need. Preston Smith, I think, needs to play less. I think you're starting to see that number come down. I almost think if you view him as a run stopper or a pass, I don't know how you're going to, you know, what is he better at right now? Because I think you want to find his strength and let him really kind of take that role on. He did make a play late in the game. He did get in there. I don't know if he ended up getting a half a sack on it or not.
He did not.
He still, I think, has a value to this football team, but he is getting older. Those are facts. The group as a whole needs to get better, but you have to let guys – defensive line, you figure that out. You need to have that go-to thing that will do that. Lucas Van Ness has not quite found on a consistent basis what's going to get him wins in this league. That's something I still believe his talent, there's a reason they drafted him as high as they did. But there does come a time where you need to elevate your game. I think we've reached that point with a lot of these guys there because it's going to get more and more competitive. Carl Brooks is going to keep playing more and more. Okay?
As he should.
100%. Devontae Wyatt gets back, he's going to play more and more. Because he's proven that he can get to the quarterback. Kingsley Enagbare has proven he's making some impact plays. What, are you not going to play him? It's going to get tight. And then you got Edge, my guy Edge. He has proven that he's, you know, whether it's stunts and, you know, I'm not saying you're going to end up lining him outside, but if he keeps getting home, I want to see more of him. There's a lot of young talent on this team that is coming. And if you're not, this isn't the red shirt years. This isn't last year where, oh, we're going to let these guys grow together. This is a championship caliber team. You need championship caliber output. And if you're not doing it and you're not getting it done, next. That's how this business works.
All right, we need to get to the 11 o'clock hour. And as much as I want to hear what texts Jesse has curated, what I want to hear more is the guy who played in the NFL for 11 years and his reaction to a player being so disgruntled that he no-showed for practice on Thursday and Friday, and they sent someone from the team to his house to make sure he was okay because they didn't even hear from him on Thursday. He just didn't show up, and that would be Romeo Doubs, who has served his one-game conduct detrimental to the team suspension, and Matt LaFleur said after the game he was looking forward to their conversation today, which is great, but I wonder what Romeo is thinking after what he did on Thursday and Friday. We will talk about that coming up next. Tausch, I can say this, the way the organization was feeling about him, they were not raising a celebratory Blue Mountain can of Coors Light to celebrate his behavior.
No, but a win is a win is a win, and you celebrate victories in the NFL, and you do it with a Coors Light brewed with that three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and cold packaged, so it is made to chill and make sure those mountains are blue. That's when you know Coors Light's cold activated bottles and cans are chilled to perfection. That's why it is Coors Light in my hand when I need a moment to chill. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company at Golden, Colorado.
The 11 o'clock hour starts in 2 minutes. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.